Today is the fifth Sunday after Pentecost. And here's our schedule and announcements. The 25th anniversary banquet is today at 1 p.m. at the Cheyenne Mountain Resort. And there will be no confessions heard today. The chapel will be closed this week on Friday and Saturday. This is because our driveway will be seal-coated at that time. There will be no scheduled masses on those days, no confessions on Saturday. Please see the website and the bulletin board for the other announcements. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from the first epistle of St. Peter. Beloved, be all like-minded in prayer, compassionate, lovers of the brethren, merciful, reserved, humble, not rendering evil for evil, or abuse for abuse, but contrariwise blessing, for unto this were you called, that you might inherit a blessing. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek after peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the just, and his ears unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you suffer anything for justice' sake, blessed are you. So have no fear of their fear, and do not be troubled, but hallow the Lord Christ in your hearts. Please stand for the Gospel. Holy Gospel for today's Mass is taken from the account according to St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 20 to 24. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Unless your justice exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to the ancients, 'Thou shalt not kill,' and that whoever shall kill shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be liable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'Thou fool,' shall be liable to the fire of Gehenna. Therefore, if thou art offering thy gift at the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother has anything against thee, leave thy gift before the altar and go first to be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. So we are going to, each of us, at least on this day, give a short talk to you, and so we have to keep track of how long we're talking. And the first thing is, before, just so you know that this is not exactly, we don't take our Lord's words literally, that you can never be angry, but rather with unjust anger you cannot be angry. Otherwise, because our Lord himself was angry. So obviously that's our license, at least in some way. And also, before we forget, we want to mention this to you. You heard the last words of the epistle in which St. Peter, our Pope, says, "Hallow the Lord Christ in your hearts." And we'll talk to you about that in a minute, but it doesn't, our Holy Mother Church doesn't give us the rest of the words. The rest of that verse is, "Be ready always with an answer to everyone who asks a reason for the hope that is in you." Let me read that again. "Hallow the Lord Christ in your hearts. Be ready always with an answer to everyone who asks a reason for the hope that is in you. Now, you know what that tells you? That tells you that we've been right all along in telling you that you have to know your catechism. Because if anybody asks you something about the faith and you don't have an answer, you're in trouble. That's what our Pope tells us. Always have an answer. You're going to have to answer for that to God if you don't have an answer when someone asks you something about your faith. So, we have to speak quickly if we're going to get everything that we have to say to you in. We doubt that we will, but today is the feast of St. Anthony Mary Zechariah. Just briefly, we mention him because he lived in the 1500s, and he, at the age of 22, came out of medical school and began practicing medicine. He was a doctor at 22 years of age. And he realized almost immediately that his patients needed more spiritual help than they did physical. And so he grabbed a theology book and started studying. And in 4 years, he was ordained a priest. And then he began his short life of stirring other people up. His purpose was to revive a love of divine worship. And he began this, he founded this order. They're called the Jacobites. And, excuse me, the Barnabites, not the Jacobites, the Barnabites. And this order was, that's what their purpose was, to revive divine worship because people were so lukewarm, didn't care about coming to Mass as they should have. And we have him to thank, this great saint, for the, when we have exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, he didn't come up with that, but he promoted that practice, exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. And that became common practice after his time. And he started the 40 hours devotion. So they would, people would, the priests would expose the Blessed Sacrament for 40 hours. This became very common, even up to almost our own time. There are still many people who practice this 40 hours devotion. So we owe this to him. Also this week, we have the feast of Saint Elizabeth, Queen of Portugal. And we mention her to you briefly because, first of all, her life is very closely related to this Sunday, the theme of this Sunday, which is the second commandment. Not second of the ten, but the second of the two great commandments. Love your neighbor as yourself for the love of God. Remember that if you don't love your neighbor, if you have anything against your neighbor, and if you don't practice works of mercy, works of charity, in some fashion, that you cannot be saved. You must love your neighbor. Essential. It's the second commandment. And our Lord says, it's like the first one. As you love your neighbor because of God, because of your love of God. And so you remember that if you have a grudge against anyone, you cannot go to heaven. If you have a grudge against anyone, you must forgive them. That's not to say that you must go to them and tell them that you forgive them. That's not, they don't want to hear that. It just means that you cannot have a grudge against them. You must love that person. Our Lord and Savior says, if you do not love your neighbor and forgive your enemy, you're no better than the heathen. And remember, in so many words, St. Peter says it in this epistle, this is what we signed up for. It's like a soldier not wanting to go into battle. This is what we signed up for, love of our enemies. And the reason we say that is because here's our model, our Lord and Savior, who is here with us now. He's our model. Remember, he said when he was on the cross, Father, forgive them. He's talking about the men who just drove the nails through his hands and feet. Forgive them. Now, if you can't forgive your enemy who has not done, I'm sure, anywhere near that, then you do not deserve to go to heaven. And he, remember how he treated his worst enemy, our Lord and Savior, that was Judas. We say he was his worst enemy because he was the cause of his crucifixion. Remember how he treated him with infinite kindness right up to the moment that Judas left him and went and hanged himself. He calls him, he's doing everything possible to convert this man. And he calls him friend, knowing that he had betrayed him. So we must love our neighbor. And this Saint Elizabeth, this was what she was known for. She was, we can hardly say anything in 10 minutes. She was known as a child as the mother of the poor. As a child. This is how much she practiced charity towards her neighbor, towards the poor. Anyone who was in need, not just poor who were starving in the street, but anybody who was in need. Her life was like a miracle because of all of that she accomplished. This is true of all the saints. What they accomplished was phenomenal. It's like they never slept. If you haven't read her life, you should read it. So even before, by the time she was 5 years old, she was already like a saint. She just loved to pray, and she loved to practice charity. And this was because, primarily because of her grandfather, number one, who was, even though he was not a saint, wasn't canonized, but he was, people called him the saint. And so he trained his granddaughter to be holy, to love prayer. You see how important it is to receive this training at an early age? But also her father. Of course, her mother was very good also, but it was her sanctity was attributed primarily to her grandfather first and secondarily to her father. We don't have time to tell you anything else about her. So what else can we say that we have to say to you? When St. Peter says, be merciful, it's important that we practice mercy. Because remember the Beatitude. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And the contrary wise, if you don't practice mercy, you will not obtain any. If you do not forgive people their offenses, regardless if they ask for your forgiveness. It's the Beatitude. And St. Peter says that you will inherit a blessing if you practice these things: mercy, humility, if you think very little of yourself, very low opinion of yourself. Then he says, you will inherit a blessing. And he's talking about the words of our Lord and Savior, come, blessed of my Father, at the end of time, or at your death. Come, blessed of my Father, and receive the kingdom that has been prepared for you. Needless to say, 10 minutes is nothing. May God bless you.